That's him. Sorry. Hi, Bug. Where are you? Okay. Okay. Just making sure you're safe. Okay, love you. Bye. My name is Stephanie. I'm Richie's mom. He's 11 years old. I'm a bartender and server.
He's very happy and he wants to speak to his younger brother. Sometimes he uses his body language. My name is Zhen Yu and I'm 30 years old and I have two children. One is 22 months, one is 4 months. And because I need to go to university, so I need to place my elder son to the daycare.
In a time where the stay-at-home mom has become a thing of the past, the demand for childcare is more prevalent than ever before. In a recent article by the Toronto Star, it was determined that 3/4 of parents in Toronto cannot afford licensed daycare, leaving the parents with very few options, trying to juggle the high cost versus quality of care.
Well, price, first of all. Before my father moved in with us, it was a little difficult because a lot of places don't take children under a year old. So he was 11 months old. Now, though, since Richie was 2.5, my father has lived with us. It's kind of a toss-up. Either it's you pay more for rent to have somebody else live with you, or, you know, you pay for childcare. So I chose the latter. We have a 3-bedroom apartment now, so Dad is with us full-time.
You had looked into putting her son in the Ryerson daycare, but had to find a more affordable option farther away when she found out it would cost almost $2,000 a month.
You know, in my family, just my husband is at work. I don't have any income. Yeah. So $1,000 is a little bit expensive, but as an immigrant in Canada, my education background in China, yeah, does not confirm here, so I cannot find a better job other than in the supermarket. So I need to go to university again, and so that I can get a better job after I graduate.
Traditionally in China and other cultures, grandparents and other family members help to raise the children, something that you and many other immigrants don't have after moving to a new country.
Many friends of me, they also have a child, but both the parents need to go to work. So there's not grandparents that help them to take care of the children, so they need to place their children to the daycare. Sometimes I really don't want to place him to the daycare. Really, yeah, but I have no choice.
There he is. Hey, it's just your boy. Go see him. Go get him. Go get him. First of all, do you have homework?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
For Richie and his mom, having Richie's grandfather help raise him has created a closer relationship between the two.
It's good and bad at sometimes. Good because me and him have a good situation, like a good relationship between each other, not just grandson and grandfather. It's more than that. We're like friends. We talk about a lot of different things. But the bad side is because we're together so much, we get in a bit of arguments sometimes. But that's mostly it.
We've actually been able to have a lot more opportunities for Richie because I work really weird hours. My dad's home to help him out with extracurriculars and stuff. He does acting. Acting class is what we're going to at 6:30 tonight. He will be in a production later this month called It's a Wonderful Life. So because of that, when I'm working, my dad takes him to auditions and to projects and stuff. He's also made the rep soccer team, so that's twice a week as well. And he does karate once a week. So if I didn't have my dad around, Richie wouldn't be able to do any of that.
Until a more economic option can be found, parents like you and Gordon are going to need to continue finding alternative solutions for affordable childcare.